Chicago gangbanger found guilty in brutal revenge killing of 9-year-old boy. By Amy Furr on October 5, 2019. Chicago gangbanger Dwight Boone Doty was found guilty of first-degree murder on Thursday in the November 2015 death of 9-year-old Tyshawn Lee. Prosecutors said Corey Morgan, 31, gave the 25-year-old Boone Doty the gun that was used to kill the little boy. However, reports said both of the defendants who were alleged members of the Bang Gang/Terror Dome faction of the Black P. Stones gang were tried by separate juries after they accused the other of the murder. A Fox News report stated. Prosecutors said that although Morgan did not wield the gun, he had the motive for murder. He allegedly targeted the 9-year-old because his father, Pierre Stokes, belongs to a rival gang, the Killer Ward faction of the Gangster Disciples, which Morgan blamed for an October 2015 shooting that killed his brother and injured his mother. Morgan's family also arranged the purchase of the gun that killed Lee, prosecutors added. Reports said Lee was shot in the head with a .40 caliber handgun after the men lured him into an alleyway near a park on Chicago's South Side. Prosecutors alleged that while Morgan may have had a motive for the killing, it was Boone Doty who carried it out. In 2016, a fellow inmate at the Cook County Jail who was working for police as an informant recorded Boone Doty confessing to the murder. He also said he had no regrets about killing the child. Not only does he describe it in detail, he's proud of it in these recordings. Assistant State's Attorney Patrick Waller said of the recording, adding that he does not ever offer one shred of remorse. It was worth it, he said. On the recording, the informant asks Boone Doty, "You ain't never stepped back and thought, damn, I shouldn't have did that? No, I don't got that in my head, not even a little bit," Boone Doty allegedly said. "Ain't no age. Period. Age 8 to 80. 8 days, 8 seconds in this world, or 80 years, this is what I'm telling you." Boone Doty also described the murder in detail to the informant. "I'm looking at him. We walking. Bop. Hit the ground. Bop 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 bop. I'm laughing. I'm looking. Bop 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 man." Waller said the boy saw it coming as he recalled that Lee had wounds to his hands, an indication that he tried to protect himself from the gunshots. The last thing he saw was this guy pulling out his gun and firing repeatedly, from close range, as he tried in vain to defend himself, he concluded.